This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the attention on the political crisis in Egypt, don't miss what's roiling European markets. It's called Portugal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. Europe's financial crisis has flared anew today after Portugal's finance minister quit and the government there teetered on the edge of collapse. Interest rates on Portuguese government bonds approached 8% today. The BBC's Alison Roberts is in the capital city of Lisbon. Alison, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a country that has, what, been sweating through years of austerity, of budget cutting?
That's right. It's been almost exactly 2 years since the current right of centre government took office. With a mandate, it would have seemed, to implement the Eurozone bailout that had just been signed by its predecessor as a caretaker government. And for the first year or so, the public opinion seemed to be fairly receptive, or should I say perhaps resigned to the need to make very heavy sacrifices. But certainly in recent months, the mood has been becoming very weary, principally because all of those sacrifices didn't seem to be bringing any clear results. The economic forecasts seem to be worsening, not getting better. So that's really the backdrop behind the political crisis that we're now seeing.
And now Portugal has to contend with international investors who are leery of Portuguese government bonds, and interest rates are going up.
That's right. We've seen the stock market plunge today, about 7% the last time I looked. The yields on Portuguese government bonds have soared. So the market's clearly showing that they don't like this kind of uncertainty. The government hasn't yet fallen, but there's obviously a feeling that it's quite likely that it will fall quite soon. There is talk that there might be other resignations from within the government. And that's something that the markets also want to know, of course, whether this coalition government is going to continue or whether the government will collapse.
The BBC's Alison Roberts in Lisbon. Alison, thank you.
You're welcome.